This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I was very, very lucky because on my first day back at work this year, I was asked to take some of our clients off to Sutherland, which is the home of the South African Astronomical Observatory's telescopes. Now, I'm here now with Dr. David Buckley, who's the SALT scientist, and he's going to tell us about some of the instruments at Sutherland, because there's an awful lot going on there now, isn't there? So good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Ketch. There's many new telescopes that have been built at Sutherland over the last few years, apart from SALT itself, of course.
That's the Southern African Large Telescope.
That's
the great big monster that everybody should go and look at.
It's the largest telescope in the Southern Hemisphere, and as you know, is quite impressive to look at. But there's also been a number of smaller telescopes which are not so big, obviously, but they're doing extremely interesting science. Many of them we refer to as robotic. So what that means is basically these telescopes do their own observations without any human having to be there at the telescope. Of course, humans make some decisions about what objects are going to be observed and so on, but the telescopes themselves, once they have the information on the computers, they can automatically decide what objects to look at. So over the last 10 years or so, we've seen a huge increase of telescopes. There's now something like 20 telescopes there, of which a large number are these so-called robotic ones.
So that means that that occasionally someone will have to go along with it with a drop of oil, but apart from that, they can just be left alone.
Yeah, essentially, they can just be left alone. They, as you say, occasional maintenance is done on them. Although this week we had some major thunderstorms up there that broke one of the all-sky cameras that monitors the weather just because of the large hailstones. So there was a bit of repair work for some of that. But yes, for the rest of the time, these are running automatically. And many of them are geared to look at things which go sort of bump in the night from an astronomy point of view. So refer to these things as transients because they happen quickly. They might not be there for very long and go away again. So these transient objects are often very energetic, explosive events, very hard sometimes to observe because they're over and done with, sometimes in a flash, like a gamma ray burst. So we have telescopes up there that are aimed at detecting such things, including one which has been operating since early 2015, which is part of a Russian network of small telescopes doing this work, and that this was the first one to be established in the Southern Hemisphere as well.
Because there's all kinds of international consortia that have built telescopes there.
And more to come as well. So we had one of the first international ones that came on the scene, I think it was around 2002, was a Japanese infrared telescope. We're now involved with another new project with the Japanese and the Americans for another such infrared telescope, which hopefully will be built in the next 2 years. Then there's a network of telescopes globally, which is run out of an observatory in California, where we have, in fact, three of their telescopes hosted at Sutherland and some smaller ones that arrived towards the end of last year. So, yes, it's really become, I think, an observatory which is well known for its work in this so-called study of transients, and it's going to increase into the future.
And it's not just astronomical telescopes that you have there, is it?
No, there's been some recent work done by people interested in space science, looking at, say, even the upper atmosphere of the Earth. So there's a group from Boston University that have some instrumentation that looks at, for example, molecules in the Earth's atmosphere at night. Also from the space agency, there's an experiment that's looking at sprites, which are these interesting, like, lightning discharges, but much more energetic and higher in the atmosphere, which are being photographed or being imaged by very high-speed cameras that have been set up at Sutherland to look at the thunderstorms that are typically to the east of us, where you see these big thunderstorm heads building up sometimes in the late afternoon, and they flash away during the night. Hopefully they don't come so close that we get clouded out for what we want to do. But this is a new facility that's been operating there now for a short period of time as well.
Well, it's certainly a very, very interesting place to visit, and I would urge all Fine Music Radio listeners to try and find the time to go up to Sutherland, because it really is most fascinating. And it also just showcases what we're doing here in this country. It's quite extraordinary and a very, very busy little place there.
It is, yeah.
Thank you very much for telling us all about it, Dr. David Buckley.
That's fine. Thanks, Ketchel.
For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.